What's up, guys? It's Chris.
And I'm Damien.
This is the Downtime Podcast. As usual, we're here to melt away those midweek blues.
So don't forget, like every week, tune in, sit down, try to get away for a little while.
All right, guys, we got a voicemail tonight. This one is actually going to play this time.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk about Mac Miller and the storm that's currently fixing to go in and wipe out North Carolina and South Carolina, as they say.
So we'll get right into it. Here's the voicemail.
Hey, guys, I want to know, what is the stupidest thing that you've done in your entire life?
That's a pretty good one, honestly. The dumbest thing I've ever done, I actually did over the summer. I hit the bottom of a swimming pool. I scraped my face pretty good on the concrete. And everybody looked at me and they were like, "Who beat your ass?" And I was like, "I did it myself. It was all homemade. Don't try this at home." I was at the pool in my apartments and I went to kick off the wall and to swim to the opposite side. And instead of going just straight across, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get as low as I possibly can. Well, I definitely did that. And boy, let me tell you, I hit that concrete hard.
The pool here only goes to what?
It's like 5 foot deep.
If that.
At the max. I was over in the 3 foot side. Like a shit idiot. And so I had a few beers, but once that happened, it was just as quick as that. I was like, okay, I'm done for the day. I'm going to go home and I'm going to go to sleep. I had to go to the doctor the next day. And this happened on Saturday night. I spent all day Sunday miserable as hell. And I called my boss because I didn't want to go to work the next day looking like I did, because it looked like somebody beat me with a bat. And I called him, and I was dizzy too, so I may or may not have had a concussion. And told him everything that happened. He was like, "Oh yeah, you should probably go to the doctor." And I was like, "Yeah, I should probably go to the doctor."
You're right.
So I went to the doctor, and they did 9 x-rays on my neck. And the doctor was like, he was looking through all the x-rays. And he said, "Yeah, everything looks good." And then he stopped mid-sentence. And his eyes got as big around as a golf ball. He was like, "Oh, shit." And then he just gets up and walks out. And so I look at the nurse that's in there, and I was like, "What's "oh, shit" mean?" She was like, "Oh, I'm sure everything's fine." And I was like,
I'm sure.
I'm not 100% sure, but I am sure everything's fine. And I was like, "Yeah, you seem really confident in your answer." And so I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm not going to turn my head at all. And he was only gone for about 5 minutes, but it seemed like it was an eternity. And he comes back in, and he's all, you know, peppy and stuff. He's like, "Yeah, I got good news. I don't have to fly you to Atlanta." And I was like, "Why would that even be an option?" He was like, "Well, I thought you had a hangman's fracture." And I was like, okay. And for those of you that don't know what a hangman fracture is, there's like a little swivel point in your vertebrae that your head sits on. And it, you know, it swivels around that. And he was like, what happens is, the reason they call it a hangman fracture, because back in the day when they used to hang people from the neck, when the rope would drop, it would pop that out of place. And that was I don't know if it's the only fracture to the neck that doesn't damage your spinal cord, but if it's not the only one, then it's one of the very few. And he was like, "Yeah, I would have just had you lay here on a stretcher, and then an ambulance would have came and got you, and then they would have taken you to Noonan Hospital, and then from there, they will fly you to North Atlanta, and then you would have had surgery." And I was like, okay. I just came here to get my neck looked at and maybe get tested for a concussion or something like that. And then you're sitting there spewing this at me. And he was like, oh yeah, by the way, you really shouldn't even be sitting here talking to me right now.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, I was like, thank you. You ruined my entire Monday.
My dumbest thing, well, most stupidest thing that I've done probably was in the 7th grade. Me and a buddy, we thought it would be a good idea to fill an empty milk jug full of Febreze and light it on fire to try to make it explode. It didn't go as planned at all with it exploding. It actually, I don't know if y'all have ever seen the video on Facebook of the water jug video they do in science class. So they like spray a bunch of stuff in it, light it on fire, and it like goes around the bottom, shoots a flame to the top. Well, yeah, that's what the milk jug did. And I had a napkin, lit it on fire, held it right above the hole for some god-awful reason. And that's what it did right onto my hand. It melted a lot of skin off of my hand. I still have the scars to this day. Many people didn't find out the real true story about that till about 2 years ago. I told him it was a cooking accident. Like, my friend's mom didn't find out till then. My mom didn't find out till then. It's probably the stupidest thing I've ever done. For some, I don't know why.
Chef Curry with the pot, boy.
With the jug. Chef Boyar Burr.
Chef Boyar Damien trying to cook up the hot shit.
I should have went to the hospital. Completely serious. But, you know, I was like, ah, oh, I can't tell anybody I did this because, first of all, it's illegal. Second of all, it was like the beginning of summer. So I was not about to be grounded all summer. Like, not be able to go nowhere, not do a thing. So I was like, I'm just going to keep it on the DL for about 7-8 years.
Yeah. No big time. Just, you know, just half, you know, just about a decade. Speaking of making bombs and stuff, there was a video that floated around social media for a while. There was a guy that had a can of hairspray, like a big can of hairspray, and he had like a huge firecracker taped to the side of it, and he lights a firecracker, and in the video you can see him shaking like a leaf, and he's breathing heavy. When it finally lights, he runs around the corner, and it sounds like a bomb going off. And I wouldn't call it a pipe bomb, but it was definitely an incendiary bomb, because it was a big ball of fire. And the cars that were near him, it made all of the alarms go off. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I don't know why stuff like that makes me laugh so bad. Like around 4th of July, me and Damien were sending videos back and forth. People were lighting big fireworks, like the kinds that used to be illegal. And they weren't putting them in a tube or anything. They had them sitting on the ground.
Or in their butt. That was a big thing this year.
That shit was funny. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Because they never took off. Not one ever took off and, like, completed. Like, it was just straight fire.
I don't understand what makes people think this stuff is a good idea, but I'm glad that there's idiots out there that do it, because it makes me laugh.
I mean, I don't care who else laughs, but.
And speaking of people getting burnt, we had a friend, Matt. Me and Matt were over at our buddy Blake's one night, and I don't even know what we were doing. Probably playing some COD and cooking some shit in the deep fryer, and the fire alarm started going off, and we're like, stove must be done. Not even thinking half sense that, hey, the stove doesn't even have a little alarm that tells you whenever it's up to temperature or whatever. So we walk in there, and there's a flame at least like 2 foot, 2.5, 3 foot high. And
this is inside Blake's house.
Yeah, this is inside the house too. And Blake hits it with a rag, and I just see fireballs go everywhere. And I was like, so I'm out. So I just walk outside. And I hit the disappearing act real hard on that. And I see Matt carrying the pot outside. And then he trips
like a
down
true champ, though. Like he he was like, you know what? I can't let my boy's house burn down. I'm going to take one for the team real quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely took one for the team. And I just see a man on fire running around in the front yard. And I'm like, we could have just put a top on it and called it a night.
At least nobody threw water on it. I'm glad nobody threw water on it.
Yeah, Blake said, do I throw water on it? Matt was like, no, don't do that. I should have said, yeah, just go for it. Yeah. Run it.
Recording, just, yeah.
Full send.
Put it in the sink and turn the water on. Still connected to the outlet.
Yeah, great idea.
But that could have killed y'all. And speaking of people dying, our boy Mac died.
RIP.
Yeah.
You know, like you said earlier to me, you never really get been out of shape about celebrities dying because you don't know them. They don't know you. You don't have any strong connection to them. But I feel like a lot of our friends, a lot of people I know, a lot of people our age, honestly,
he was our age. That's the scary thing, right?
He was pretty much our age. He wasn't that much older than us.
He's 26.
Yeah.
That's not.
It's too young. It's just, it's crazy. I can't even wrap my head around it because I used to listen to his music so much growing up and, you know, going through high school. You know, I guess associated my life with a lot of his songs. And it's just, I mean, it sucks. You know, he just put that new album out. He was about to go on tour.
And it's just, like you were saying, you listened through high school. I was listening all through middle school because we were really big into skating. And I used to skateboard 24/7, like nonstop. That's all we listened to was Mac Miller.
Shred? You shredding the deck?
Every single day. Like, literally, we'd go to school, come home, skate. Weekend, Friday night through Sunday night, skate. No matter what. That was all we did. And
I think everybody kind of went through that phase, yeah. Honestly. If you say you didn't, if you say you didn't, you're lying.
Yeah. Some of y'all are still stuck there, but hey, that's on y'all. So,
I mean, I picked up a skateboard like 2 years ago and I did not do good at all.
We did try to skate.
We did.
We went in your garage.
No, I'm talking about when we went to Carrollton.
Oh, what?
I blew my knee out on the half pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rough. That was a rough week after that. That was on like a Tuesday, too.
Yeah, we went right after school that day. Mm-hmm. And, oh, God. I don't know what made us think that was ever a good idea.
Good idea. Hey, let's go shred. Okay.
I haven't rode on a skateboard in 10 years. And here I am trying to yam it up on a, like, a really nice...
Did you just say yam it up?
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Sick.
But other than that, him, you know, they always say celebrity dies in threes.
Well, there was Mac Miller, there was Burt Reynolds. Who is the other one?
That's what I'm waiting on. So who's it going to be?
Sheesh. Oof! Oof.
I don't know who it's going to be, but...
Long live the legend. You know, two good ones, man. It's getting kind of upsetting because it's more people that, you know, we listen to or we pay attention to.
That we grew up with. Not the 60s, 70s singers that our parents grew up with, but.
Well, when Prince died, I did feel some type of way.
See, that, not really, not for me.
Not,
no. And we were kind of too young for Michael Jackson dying.
Yeah, I was...
I vaguely remember it.
Yeah, I'm just... I like his music, but I don't... I never really... I don't remember it, honestly. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I vaguely remember seeing it on TV, and I'm like, oh, cool. Not cool. That sounded real harsh.
Oof! Oh!
Yeah. Not cool, but... Sound, kind of... It's weird how the older we get, or people like we know, we grew up with around here, start going away.
Yeah, I will agree with you on that.
It really, really makes you think how old you're getting. I mean, we're only 20, early 20s, but at the same time, the people that were 50, 60 years old when we were 5 through 12, they're dying.
I feel old as hell, honestly. I'll be 23 in January, and I feel every bit of it, every day. And I know everybody tells you, oh, once you turn 18, it's all downhill from there. I really didn't start feeling the years really fly by until I turned 21.
Yeah.
Once I turned 21, everything just kind of sped up. And it's just, like I said, it's all flying by. And like we said in one of our previous episodes, if I could go back to high school knowing what I know now, I would definitely do that in a heartbeat.
Only with what I know now.
Yeah, only, like, if I could go back and just be as dumb as I was back then, I would definitely not do no. it at all. But
at the same time, nothing would be the same.
No.
And I like my life now.
I mean everything leads up to where it is for a reason. But one of his albums that I really liked the most was probably Blue Slide Park. Best Day Ever was a really good one, too.
Best Day Ever for me was over Blue Slide Park. Honestly, it was.
Have you heard 2009? It's off his new album, Swimming.
I haven't listened to the album at all.
It's really, really good. I wasn't too fond of it at first, but now
that he's dead, and now that he's dead, you think, yeah.
Yeah. A1 to Z1. No, listening to it now, it's kind of like.
He talks about some stuff, and he's like, look, I need help. And everybody's like, oh, you put out some good music.
Boy. I mean, I really think that album was a cry for help, honestly. If you go through and you listen to all the songs and you pay attention to what he's saying, I mean, it's crazy. And my buddy Austin kind of shed some light on the whole thing for me, and it's kind of a conspiracy theory in a way, but it's like he was saying Mac's death lines up with all kinds of stuff that – in a way that he didn't want to become a part of the 27 Club. And that's where you have all these like famous musicians and all these celebrities. They all die when they're 27 years old. Well, he was 26, and I forget exactly what he said, but it's crazy. It's a crazy thing about stuff. So if you get bored one night, just kind of look it up and just look up 27 Club, look up Mac Miller, and just kind of do your research on that. And I've been meaning to do so. So Keenan, I haven't forgot about it. I'm going to dabble into that eventually.
Yeah, it's just, I read that same thing, and it was, I mean, it's pretty deep, but at the same time, you don't know. I mean, I'm a big believer in conspiracies. We'll talk about that later. But I do think some stuff just lines up.
It's too convenient.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying it just lines up just, oh, it happened.
Yeah, no.
It happens for a reason. Like,
it's weird. It's weird stuff to wrap your head around.
That's what I'm saying. Speaking of weird stuff, I saw a picture. We'll jump into the third topic real quick about the hurricane. Florence. That's his name, isn't it?
Florence. Yeah, that's okay. That's
I saw a picture, like, we were just talking about this, like, oh, it's so convenient that it shows up at the same time. I saw this picture on Twitter this morning, actually. It was the picture of the whole world, and it had like 10 hurricanes or future hurricanes in the oceans. And somebody tweeted at him and was like, wow, that looks very close to the day after tomorrow picture of the three hurricanes back to back.
I hadn't seen that.
I'll have to send it to you tonight. But it's pretty weird to look at and think like that. But the reason why I wanted to talk about the hurricane topic was I think, honestly, everybody who doesn't evacuate and then complains about nobody saving them from their roof or saving their house are a bunch of idiots. Like, you've had one full week to get all your crap, move temporarily to a different state, inland, wherever you might want to go. And then next week, when you're chilling on top of your roof with your three kids and your dog and your wife, waving a flag like, oh, come save me, and nobody can come save you, you look like a moron.
I mean, I can agree with you on that to a certain extent, but, like, some people, they really can't. They really can't leave. And I hate it for them, but...
No, but this one, like, the people I'm talking about is, like, people you save, people they do get to and save, and they're like, oh, well, we just didn't want to leave.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, the people that just didn't want to.
Like, come on now. I know some people just can't financially just up and leave, but at the same time, it's your own choice. You can't blame anybody if your house gets wrecked, your life gets twisted, turned upside down. It's on you.
That house is there's nothing that you can do to that house. If that storm is going to take it, it's going to take it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you staying there is not going to make a difference.
No, just like me and Rihanna were saying earlier on the phone. She said, I don't understand why people board up their houses and everything like that. You can take all the precautions you want to, but water is still getting in your house.
I think the main reason they board up the houses is so, like, debris and stuff doesn't knock the windows out. But as far as everything else goes, I mean, there's really not much you can do about that.
There's not. I mean, you see people brace for it all the time. And just like Chris said, if that storm is going to take away your house,
it's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about that.
Something is funny, though. I've seen a bunch of memes. I don't know if you saw them or not, but the people, I don't know if it's true or if it's Photoshop, but the ratchet straps are
crazy. That was funny. that was funny.
They're like, y'all think it was going to work?
I don't know, Pud. I mean, you can record it and try it. But
if it does,
give us some feedback.
You're on to something.
Yeah. That might be the new hot thing to do in 2018, 2019 hurricane season. Ratchet strap that bitch down and just hope for the best.
I mean, make sure, hopefully. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. They were talking about, because we live in Georgia, and they were talking about how it's going to hit North Carolina. Back up.
Back up, Terry.
It's going to back up, go down South Carolina's border, and goes down Georgia's about halfway and come inland. Okay.
Hold up.
Storm can't be put in a reverse now.
All of Georgia was put under a state of emergency today. And I walked outside when I got off work, and it was really nice outside. I mean, it was hot. It was really hot, and it was very humid. But I mean, that's nothing different than Georgia usually is in the summertime. It was sun shining outside, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is real state of emergency right here. I'm about to go outside. I'm gonna go sit by the pool and drink a couple beers, or
and we probably
go fishing or do something.
We probably live the most inland from anybody. Like
there's like one or two more
counties like left of us that
we live 40 minutes from Alabama, if that. Really, like 30.
Yeah, 30. Like we're easily 4.5 to 6 hours away from any water. Ocean-wise, and it's just people here are absolutely freaking out. They're like, "Oh, I hope class gets canceled. Oh, I hope work gets canceled. Like, oh, nope."
The only
psych 7:30, my boy.
The only time that a hurricane has disrupted my day was when Irma came through
last
here.
Year.
Yeah, last year.
I was off for 3 days.
I think I was off for 2. It knocked the power out of my work. Oh, I was on my way to work. And I think I sent you the Snapchat. There was that tree hanging over the road, and the power lines were down. I was in my red truck.
Yeah.
I think that might have been – no, it wasn't lifted at the time. But I mean, it still sat up pretty high. And I drove under it, and you can see the sparks coming off of the power line. And I was like, all right, I'm going to send it under this tree real quick. I didn't see the power line hanging down because the tree was in the way. And I drove up underneath it, and then I saw the power line just slammed on brakes, and it – like, it would have hit the middle of my windshield, and I was like, I'm not going to fool with that at all. So I had to put it in reverse and drive back underneath the tree, and it was hanging on. It was hanging up just by that power line. So it could have fallen. It could have crushed the cab of my truck. It could have been bad news bears for sure. But
I was on my way to work. I actually had, I think, 2 or 3 jobs in Midtown, and my boss called me. It was like 6:15 in the morning. He called me. He's like, hey, turn around. Atlanta is shut down. They're not letting anybody into the city. Take the next few days off. So I said, bet. All right. So it was
it took my mailbox.
Really?
Yeah, it took my mailbox. It took the whole damn thing off.
We had actually – no, that was 2 years ago. We had a few trees down. But it was just like a regular thunderstorm. And then the second, third day, sun was shining. We had nothing wrong with our house. Nothing wrong with the street we lived on, but something really messed us up was this past February.
Snowstorm.
I was off for a week then.
I think I was off for 3 days. We don't get a lot of storm time at my job.
Well, yeah, but like you drive your personal vehicle to work. Like, I have a work vehicle, and he was like, "Nope, don't take the vehicle out. Stay at home." He paid us for it, surprisingly.
That's not bad.
But I mean, it was nice. Like just like then, the first, second, and third day were crappy. We couldn't go anywhere. We still had power, thank God.
But I don't think our power ever went out either.
Ours didn't. And then that Thursday through Sunday was very nice. Like, comfortable weather, sunshine, and all the ice was melted. It was just chilling weather.
It wasn't bad. And I had fun driving around the snow. I had to go pull a buddy of mine out of the ditch. He had a Jeep, a two-wheel drive Grand Cherokee. I had to go pull him out of the ditch. And he wound up locking his keys in the Jeep while it was running during that, too. So he was waiting outside in the cold for like 10 minutes until I got there. And he was sitting there. He was trying to unlock the door, like, with a stick. He had a stick down in the door trying to pull the lock back. And I said, "Hey, bud, why don't you just push that button right there and roll the window down?" He said, "You're a genius. You know that?" It's like, "I've been here a total of 2 minutes just to let the window down. You're right there. It's so much easier than trying to pry the lock back."
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked. Yeah, it worked.
He said, "Wow, it's so warm in here."
And then 5 minutes after that, I was following him. No, I think I went home. No, I don't know what I did. I turned around. He got way ahead of me. We were like, "We're going to meet in Goober's real quick. We're going to get some breakfast, and we're going to go back, and we're going to cut donuts." Or no, I was taking him to work. He ripped the axle out from underneath it because he lost control and hit a curb.
So. Idiot.
That was a rough day for him.
Yeah, I mean, that was it on that Monday?
I don't even remember what day it was.
That was a horrible Monday, so.
We got a lot of, I'm hoping we get that much snow this year.
They're predicting.
Or next year.
They're predicting a bad winter, but they predict a bad winter every single year.
I mean, but lately they've been pretty accurate with it.
They have. Climate change really isn't peeking its head this year. Surprisingly. Because it's not real!
It's fake news.
That's pretty much all we had this week. It's kind of a boring episode. But we did have a voicemail. Thanks, Shimon, for that. You and very select few others have been leaving them. It kind of hurts. Hurts a little bit.
That shit hurted.
Oh!
So, yeah. I mean, if y'all could, just pop us some voicemails our way and, you know, we'll do what we can to include them in the pod as long as they don't contain too much profanity.
Blake. but the number is 865-630-9004. If y'all have anything you want us to talk about, obviously we'll put it in the pod like we did tonight, if it's good.
Last week we had a voicemail too, but it wound up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what happened. It never made it in. Sorry about that, Drew, but I mean, that was a pretty good one that you had for us.
It was. It was very, very good, and some technical difficulties happened, but we still talked about your topic. So we're signing off for that. We'll be back next week.